In the annals and university textbooks devoted to the history of theater and the major playwrights, beginning with the Greeks and the Romans, the final chapters get around to the United States, and invariably, the first chapter subheading is entitled Eugene O'Neill and Others. Of course, Eugene O'Neill was our deity. He is the most honored playwright of his and every following generation. Nobel Prize and 4 Pulitzer Prizes. He is the subject of numerous biographies, and 2 years ago, Glimmerglass Music Festival premiered a one-act opera, A Blizzard at Marble Neck, recounting his final days when he was suffering from Parkinson's and unable to hold a pen. As one theater historian has declared, quote, through O'Neill, American theatergoers discovered that theater was an art and not an industry, and drama became one of its richest natural resources. Unquote. Thus, the anticipation of attending a performance of one of his most famous plays, Anna Christie, also carries with it the predisposition that the production will measure up to the heralded quality of the play. That's a tough assignment, and the current staging of Anna Christie by Berkshire Theatre Group relates the story but falls short of truly defining the characters. After the death of her mother, the 5-year-old title character, Anna, was sent to a farm by her seagoing father to live with her cousins, who abused her in every way. She flees the farm, moved to a city, and supported herself at the only profession available. At age 20, after recovering from an illness, she seeks out her father, with whom she had no contact during those 15 years, in the hope she can cleanse both her anger with her father and her past. The voyage of purification is complicated when, after moving in with her reluctant father, she meets Matt Burke, an Irish seaman, actually a stoker, the dirtiest job on any coal-driven ship or barge. Matt falls in love with Anna and, with his Irish bravado, demands she marry him. Now Anna is faced with disclosing her past to the only 2 men who can give her a new one. The play is profound in its slice of life, never before so brazenly displayed on the American stage. Rebecca Brookshire, in the role of Anna, is a vibrant and attractive actress. However, and this is a major however, whether in her interpretation or by the guidance of the production's director, David Auburn, hers is a performance with little nuance. Her anger against what she had to endure and what she has yet to face is shouted out. Her vocal outbursts necessitate correspondent delivery by Derek Watson in the role of Matt Burke, and to a lesser degree, Jonathan Hogan in the role of Anna's father. Surely, a director of Auburn's credentials and experience is aware that quiet rage is more compelling and more dramatic to an audience. Supporting roles by Marthy Owen and Walton Wilson permit them to stay out of the fray. Yes, it is important, and to the credit of Berkshire Theatre Group, on occasion to remind us of the prominence of Eugene O'Neill. But it is also important to be certain his artistry as a playwright is not compromised. Anna Christie plays now through August 31st at the Fitzpatrick Main Stage of Berkshire Theatre Group in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.